Welcome one, welcome all to this Prophetic Insights. Friends, I want to say this. We are one event closer to church and state completely uniting, enforcing Sunday worship by law, and persecuting God's commandment-keeping people. Yes, friends, we are one event closer to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Let me confirm this by sharing this startling news report. Take a look. All right, friends, this is June 8th, 2020. The headline reads, Dominionists say crises and Trump's re-election will set stage for church to take greater authority. Well, friends, first things first, who are dominionists? What are the principles of dominionism? Take a look at this, my friends. It means church influencing, church controlling all the branches of government in America. The three branches of government, the executive branch, president, the judicial branch, the Supreme Court, the federal court, appellate court, and also the legislative branch, Congress. There it is, my friends. Please analyze these news reports confirming the principles of dominionism. Let's get back here, friends. Dominionism. Dominionists say crisis and Trump's re-election will set stage for church to take greater authority. Do you know what came to my mind, my friends? As we are nearing the fulfillment of Revelation 13, verse 15 through verse 17, is the verse 2 of Revelation 13. The papacy received power, seat, and great authority. And that great authority is seen, explained in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 9. Go, you must go. Come, you must come. Do this, you must do this, or else persecution, prosecution. That's authority, great authority. And the Bible says in verse 11, through verse 17 of Revelation 13, the United States of America, Protestant America, forms an image to the papacy. As the papacy had great authority, so will Protestant America. And the Bible says in Revelation 13, the papacy manifested this authority by controlling nations. Read verse 6 through verse number 8 of Revelation 13. As in the beast, so in the image. Look at this, my friends. I want everyone to watch this. This is Lance Wallnau. Who is he? A proponent of Seven Mountains Dominionism. He's urging Christian leaders to work to re-elect President Trump and to prepare to take greater governing authority in the world. There it is, my friends. Lance Wallnau, proponent of Seven Mountains Dominionism. Re-elect President Trump. Prepare to take greater governing authority in the world. What are these seven mountains? Dominionism. Friends, write down this scripture, Revelation chapter 17, verse number 9. The Bible tells us the harlot sits upon seven mountains. And verse number 18, she reigns over the kings of the earth. That's the harlot. Well, the harlot, the papacy, has daughters. As the papacy reign over the seven mountains, control the nations, so will the harlot daughters Revelation 17, verse 5. Apostate Protestantism. Dominionists are apostate Protestants. As in the beast, so in the image. As with the harlot, the mother, so with her daughters. Look at these seven mountains. Again, this is one perspective. It's clear. Look at this, my friends.
These are in no particular order of importance. They all represent the forces that shape societies and nations. Government, media, art, which is the entertainment mountain, and business, which is where we have the economics mountain happening also.
So there they are, my friends. Religion, the church. Education, number two. Family, number three. Government, number four. Media, number five. Arts and entertainment, number six. Business, number seven. Listen, as he continues, this is Lance Warnow.
Happening also. Now, these seven fields of influence are very powerful, so powerful, in fact, that he who occupies the top of those mountains can literally shape the agenda that forms nations. Now, why would
literally shape the agenda of nations, my friends? Again, take a look at this. This is Lance Warnow stating that based on these crises, the stage has been set for the church to take greater authority, controlling the nations. What crises? Lance Warnow, he tells us, COVID-19 pandemic with the financial economic fallout. Number three, the civil unrest in many cities following the killing of George Floyd. He says, blue words, God is using these crises for a divine reset. He says, watch carefully, friends. It's time for conservative Christians to take new levels of power and authority in government, business, and other spheres of influence in society. Why would he say new levels? Lance Warnow stated, we should not focus on winning individuals to God. No, we must focus on controlling nations. That is exactly what he said. Look at this, my friends. He says, the church's focus at this moment should not be winning individual conversions. Individual conversions, no, but fulfilling a biblical mandate to disciple nations. It's time to control governments. He goes on, we should be administrating. Red words, he says, Jesus was promised nations for his inheritance. That means the church must control the nations. My friends, the kingdoms that Christ said were his were not of this earth. What about John 18? Lance Warnow and other dominionists and verse 36 where Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. The kingdoms and nations Christ will receive for his inheritance is the earth made new. It goes on. He says, watch carefully, governments, blue words, governments in the earth are supposed to be under the government of Jesus, again, via the medium of the church. Warnow told the 20,000 people, he said, were listening online. He goes on to say that it must begin in America. Church must control the states, the governments, beginning in America. Is this not the fulfillment of prophecy? He says, Warnow said, God is telling his people to make the United States their project. Their project. Oh, my friends, the things that we have speaking about based on prophecy for years, decades, are now transpiring before our very eyes. He goes on. He warned that religious freedom is at stake in November's election. Let me be clear. Once church and state completely unite and enforce Sunday observance, they will trample upon freedom of conscience for God's commandment-keeping people. It goes on to say, blue words, the church must rise up and be a governing force, he says. War now. Cindy Jacobs will be meeting soon with 70 legislators from various nations. Think about that. Red words, war now said he has heads of states and legislators from multiple countries calling him to receive directions. Last sentence, he says, it's time for the church to arise and focus on the reformation of nations. He goes on in that meeting, Pentecost of this year, for those apostate evangelicals. Listen what he said.
And the new word is nations. I want you to think about nations. We all like to think about souls because for the most part, we don't have a lot of authority on earth. We're not used to having authority. And so if you know a president, get invited to an inauguration, go to the White House, you get a picture, that's a big deal for the average Christian. But from heaven's perspective, the kingdom of God and the king of the universe, we should be administrating. Jesus was promised nations for his inheritance. He who gets the nation gets the harvest. He who has the authority in the nations has authority to speak, to proclaim, to meet, to evangelize within those nations. Local churches are going to have to begin to step up into the apostolic dimension of who in your church has regional influence and authority. You need to be getting behind them to see what God's doing with them in the sphere that they're assigned to. You can't delegate that to fallen men. You can't just pray for a mayor to rise up now and then. You're gonna have to understand that those mayors are working for or against the kingdom of God from this day forward. Politicians are either aligned for or against the kingdom of God. I don't think the Lord wants the church coasting or waiting for a politician or for Donald Trump or someone else to do the job the church is called to do. We're actually called to be the influence in culture. When was the last time we were, other than being the target of something in the news cycle, when was the last time we were shaping the conversation? I can tell you this. The Lord has absolute confidence that his people are going to rise up to this particular challenge. And the reason I know that is because he wants America to be a righteous nation. And that's why he is allowing this adjustment to happen now. And I'm telling you right now, I believe God is saying, I want America to be the project. As we talk seven mountains, the church.
Oh, friends, is that clear? And notice what this says in Great Controversy, page 443. The result was the papacy, a church controlling the state and using the state to punish so-called heresy, God's commandment-keeping people, blue words, in order for the United States to form an image of the beast, the religious power must so control the civil government that the authority of the state will also be employed by the church to accomplish her own ends. Whenever the church has obtained secular power, she has employed it to punish dissent from her doctrines. Protestant churches that have followed in the steps of Rome by forming alliance with world powers have manifested a similar desire to restrict what, my friends? Liberty of conscience. We are here, my friends. They are receiving their satanic power, seat, and great authority. It's time for us to receiving spiritual authority from God. Write down, my friends, Mark chapter 13, verse 34, and prayerfully read that before you go to bed tonight. Please, friends. Also write down Luke chapter 9, And verse number one, prayerfully read that scripture before you go to bed tonight. And by God's grace, we will meet again on the morrow for midday power surge.